Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in on a Wednesday, we'll get to our Fesco and Dusty poll question created by Mac Morey. So if you have a problem, at Mac period Morey at odyssey.com.
Heard of it.
Yeah, well, BS.
I like the period Morey, not dot Morey. Mac dot Morey. Mac no. Period Morey.
It is both, right?
It is both. Yeah. You know, it's amazing since that commercial, what's that, about 2 years ago now that thing originally got rolled out. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times I say that now in life? Like, it can be both. I think that was a good commercial for, like, everybody to realize, like, you may think something's blue. I may think something's white. There's a very good opportunity that it is both, and it's okay to view it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But now we got to take a hard stance. Wow, I'm finding morals in a Miller Lite commercial.
Better believe it. 96 calories per can, maybe.
2 years later, man.
Let me tell you something about that Miller Lite commercial. That was a really good message they were trying to send.
Been trying to tell you for years about Miller Lite.
It was my beer of choice back in the day, man. 30-pack, that was nothing on a Friday.
Max 76ers and Celtics. You guys are favorites.
Wow.
You like that?
That's surprising.
Well, I'm not surprised about that. Who did you compare the Philadelphia 76ers to? The Dallas Cowboys yesterday? Was that your comparison? They're the Dallas Browns of the NBA?
76ers?
Yeah. I think that's who you compared them to.
Was that the Cowboys?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I compared him to someone. I did, didn't I?
Somebody compared them.
I think you said
it was Dallas or something.
I can't remember. Damn, yeah. I did have a decent comparison.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, that fits well. It's just a circus.
The Chargers,
it's a clown
maybe.
Show.
Maybe. Maybe I said it was the Chargers. Just win the offseason every year.
Every year. But did the Philadelphia 76ers win the offseason this year?
Some people think that they're going to be good this season.
Yeah, well, they think that every year. Again, there you are, the San Diego Chargers. Yeah. That's who it is. The Philadelphia 76ers are the San Diego Chargers.
And they're going to get hurt. They're not
going to. You think Embiid's going to play more than 45 games?
I was literally going to say 45 is a good spot to put it at.
That guy's, he's stealing money, that guy. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about athletes that steal. Joel Embiid is a thief when it comes to stealing money. That guy does nothing for his cash.
So the NFL, right? I think there is 6 jobs that will become vacant.
It's about right, yeah.
And I don't think the New York Jets is going to be one of them.
No, it's not.
I agree.
No, it's not.
Now, Woody Johnson spoke to the media yesterday in what looked like Tammy's office at the Westin.
Yeah, they're at the meetings for the owners or something.
Yeah.
Stole owners, sidebar.
Well, it's mid-season
meetings, so we'll get rules changes starting for next year or whatever they're going to talk about. Awarding a Super Bowl to
Tables.
Vegas. Yeah, that's right, yes. Why did why does he always wear that hat? Has he got plugs or something?
He loves that hat, man.
That's just like his.
Is that his
paw?
Thing?
Is okay. That the right word?
No, it's no. His. It's his drip, I guess.
He's got those ice cream drip. If he comes out in ice cream drip shorts and socks, got that box.
He's got that Riz going on for a 60-year-old man who clearly looked at the Madden ratings yesterday. Because, boy.
But, yeah, so Woody Johnson spoke to the media, and he had this to say about his coach and maybe his quarterback.
What's your confidence level in Aaron to turn it around?
Well, it looks like he's turning around parts of it. You know, it's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that, that we've got, you know. It's, I mean, he has the ability, but it, something just is not jiving. But if you look at any head coach with a quarterback like that, you're going to see similar results if you go across the league. You have to play consistently with, you know, at that position, and that's what we're going to try to.
So if you're Justin Fields, book a Southwest flight anywhere but there. I think Sammy Kershaw had a great song in the 90s called I Want a Ticket Anywhere But Here.
Yeah, yeah.
So
want to get away?
Yeah, literally. also, if you had Woody Johnson dropping the word jiving on your bingo card, plus 7,000.
That's right. He also went on to say that if we could complete a pass, it would look a lot different. I mean.
Yeah, so I don't think Aaron Glenn's going to get fired. They are 0-7.
Yep.
But again, what are we doing if – now, I don't think that he's lost control, but, I mean, I do think there are going to be jobs that are going to be open. Now, Daboll needs to cool it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got his piece. He's got Jackson Dart. There's a different aura in that area, but we've seen him – if we're going to sit here and bitch about how Travis Kelce was always complaining, haven't seen much of that now that they're kind of back in right. rhythm, and Chris Jones, all that, Daboll's trying to fight his team physician,
mm-hmm.
Going nuts, putting his head in the blue tent, even right. though that's funny.
It's
can't
funny.
Do that.
Can't do it.
And then, you know, breaking chairs and getting pissed at your defensive coordinator, like that eventually is going to be like, all right, this guy kind of sucks. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to play for this guy. So right. he's just got to chill and he'll keep his job. But I don't think, which is maybe a weird take to have in week 8 of the NFL season, neither New York job will be vacant by the end of the year. I think they'll bring both those guys back because of what they have. They need a quarterback. And is it going to be Tyrod Taylor this week for the Jets? Is
yeah,
that
probably,
right?
Yeah.
They play Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. But the kid from Louisville is not Louisville, Indiana, is moving up the charts. Like, he could be the number one pick in the draft for the Jets as their quarterback. So they could get their quarterback in the draft. But then you have to answer the question, do you trust Aaron Glenn with this guy? Or do you have to go out and get a real offensive coordinator like Washington did when they hired Cliff Kingsbury to pair with Jaden Daniels? You know, okay, we got our defensive guy in, you know, Dan Quinn. Let's go get a real offensive coordinator to help this quarterback. That's what the Jets are going to have to do if they draft that quarterback number one. They need a real offensive mm-hmm. coordinator with a real offensive mind that can make that guy's transition to the NFL seamless and have that guy have success. Because right now, I don't think they have the infrastructure in New York with the coaches on the offensive side mm-hmm. to have that kind of success. As we're seeing right now, they can't throw a pass, you know?
Right. So there's already one vacancy available in the NFL, and that's in Tennessee.
Yep.
That's one. If there's going to be five more, quick discussion before we get into some Chiefs content here. But if that's one, you got to think, I would think that the Browns are going to move on. Maybe that's just me. I don't know for, you know, a fact on that. But I would assume Tennessee's open. Miami's going to open. There's a chance Arizona's going to move on from Gannon.
I think there's a better chance Arizona opens than Miami does, in my opinion. I think they're going to get rid of the quarterback in Miami. Sure seems like the owner wants it to work with this coach.
I think it's a clean house in Miami. I think GM's gone, head coach, quarterback, all three.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a reset.
I think it's a total, total reset.
I don't disagree with that, but I just,
clear history.
The things that the owner's saying, he likes this guy and whatnot, and so I don't know. You know?
Depending on where Cincinnati goes the rest of the season, Zach Taylor's on a hot seat. I think that Pete Carroll might have
a one-and-done
situation in Vegas. Outside of that, I don't know, depending on where the rest of the seasons go. But other than that, I mean, that's five jobs right on top of my head. And then the one that's the curveball is Baltimore.
Yeah.
Which we can get into that a little bit later because they're pulling they're showing you the signs. No more games, no more ping pong tables, no more this. We were distraught after the Buffalo game. The Kansas City loss broke us.
Mm-hmm.
We've lost all control. Lamar Jackson still not practicing even after a bye, the hamstring and whatnot.
And he's out buying all that Chinese food last night and everything.
Yeah,
the internet's going crazy with Lamar. What's he doing with all that food? He was genuinely happy to get those styrofoam containers full of fried rice last night. You got to look at the video.
He might have been in my garage.
Maybe. You never know.
Looking at the comet. You know, what do you think I was doing looking at the comet at 7:45 at night?
Yeah.
I'm surprised I could see it. But yeah, so again, that's the Jets situation. They've got to get Justin Fields out of there, and then we'll see what the fight and the sort of attitude is for the big green out there in New York, because hearing Woody Johnson say that, who's never been shy about telling you what he's going to do, sounds like he does not like the quarterback and sounds like he is okay with Aaron Glenn because of what he's done with
parts of the team.
The defense actually is playing pretty good for the Jets.
No, they have a decent defense.
Well, this is how you stay with the guy.
Yeah.
You hired this guy.
Right.
Like, stick with him.
Stick with him for a while.
You want to be the Titans? This is what the Titans do.
It's okay to take a coach that didn't do good in his first year. You made the comparison to Dan Campbell last
3-13-1.
You know, how was Andy Reid his first year in Philadelphia? Mm-hmm. Not that great, right? And you stick with these guys. You allow them. But in this world, it's week one. We want everybody fired, quarterbacks replaced, this guy fired, that guy. It's week one, folks. What are we doing? We need to calm down. So we live in an era where we immediate type stuff. And we don't want to give, you know, people an opportunity. We'll really see where the Jets are with Aaron Glenn, I think, in the next 2 weeks. If they start trading a lot of guys on this team, that tells you they are with Aaron Glenn. They're trying to move guys out. Like, when you take over as a coach, you got to find out who's on your side, right? Is this an Aaron Glenn guy, or is this a guy who's not doing anything because he liked the other guy? You got to move those guys out, and you've got to find your guys that are buying into what you do. And if you can't do that, then, you know, you got problems.
Speaking of something that you can do, I think the Chiefs have another chance, and maybe for a third week in a row, where they can really put it on a team. Washington's banged up. I don't know if you've watched the reports on that side of the sphere of what this game is. Obviously, the Chiefs are healthy. They're moving forward. The offense is clicking. But if Daniels is out and one of their receivers can't play, whether that's Debo or Scary Terry, they're not in. That affects that offense, because then it's Marcus Mariota.
Mm-hmm.
And this offense, which is clicking and vibing well, they could put up 30 again. For what is that? The 1, 2, 3, fourth time in 5 weeks, right? The 28 in Jacksonville, they didn't put up 30, but they could have easily, but they didn't. It's not on there.
Right.
But you look at what's going on with Washington outside of what might be an injury-prone team. Again, four times you could put up 30 in 5 weeks. That's insane. They have the number one offense from all measurements in the last 5 weeks of the NFL season, points per game, yards per game. All that sort of stuff. They have 126 points in the last 4 weeks. That's a 31.5 average for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, for those of you that think I talk too fast, 126 points in the last 4 weeks. That's a 31.5 average. That's nuts. That's when people talk about Detroit and their explosive offense, those are the type of numbers. Washington, by the way, is 21st or worse in every major statistical category on defense, 27th in yards per game, 25th in passing yards given up a game, and they're giving up 24 a pop. So they're giving up 24 points. That's 21st in the NFL, the NFL, obviously. Mm-hmm. With a backup quarterback and a defense like this, this screams a lot of mismatches. This seems a lot of, like, keep it going and then walk into Buffalo full cylinder, riding high. You put up 30 points in four out of the last 5 weeks going into Buffalo, which, again, another defense that locks down passing, but doesn't lock down running, and the Chiefs could really show their true colors again this week on Monday night against Washington and keep going with this run.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that, you know, way to look at this thing. Again, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, and the Chiefs are getting the Washington football team at the exact right time with everybody banged up. I saw a tweet from, I think it was somebody over at Barstool, and they had this tweet. They go, I go to one Monday night Washington game on the road a year, and I got these great tickets earlier in the year to this Chiefs game and whatnot, and now we're going in with a backup quarterback, no weapons, and no defense. Great. I'm excited about rolling into Arrowhead. And so you got to feel like from the other side, they're kind of defeated at this. And what is today? Wednesday? So we're still a day. Well, it's Tuesday in the NFL. Tuesday in the NFL. So kind of an off
for
day.
For us.
So everybody will kind of get, you know, kicked into gear for the Monday night game tomorrow and whatnot. But all the chatter is going to start. The Chiefs have an opportunity again to go out there and do some really awesome things and just to keep stacking great games like this and continue to go out there and build that offensive confidence. We were looking at NFL Network. Bashard Smith now has had four straight games with 20 or more receiving yards, guys. Guy was going to be, you know, pretty good in the offense. It just takes a little bit of time. And now you've got all your weapons back. Bashard Smith can be an even bigger factor in this offense right now because if everybody's covering all the wide receivers and the tight ends, oh, there's number 24. Just dump it off to him behind the line of scrimmage and let him run. Be that former wide receiver that he was. You know he can catch passes. That may go down as one of the best draft picks we've seen, you know, in the last couple of years for the Chiefs as this season continues to move on. I mean, if he's getting you 20-plus yards per game in the passing game, that's a hell of a production from a seventh-round running back, guys. I mean, that's a great, great, great find, you know, by Brett Veach and company. They seemingly do it all the time when it comes to that running back position. Pacheco in the seventh round, you know, we had the, you know, who were the two guys, you know, in the Super Bowl area? Darrell Williams and Damian Williams. You know, we had those guys. I mean, it's no-name running backs to come in here and seemingly have success. I mean, we're doing it again with Bashard Smith. It's awesome, man. It's great to see.
Let him run the ball a bit next time.
You know, he got Kareem Hunt at Toledo.
Yeah.
Binkley in about 10 minutes. Yep. But before we get to him.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Fesco and Dusty poll on Wednesday. We ask the question once a week. This week's question is, who's the biggest competitor for the Chiefs in the AFC? Bills, Colts, Chargers, Broncos. Chargers, 0% votes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because they're not a contender.
It's today.
Yeah. Out of 48 votes so far this morning, we'll run this poll all morning. Obviously, the Bills lead the way still. 47.9, followed by the Colts at 37.5. Broncos at 14.6. Chargers with a goose egg.
Zero.
That's accurate.
Who would you vote for?
Bills.
I voted, question. I voted Colts.
You voted Colts? Wow. You're going to go Bills?
Mm-hmm. Zero question.
I would probably still vote Bills. Now, I have a right to change my decision as we continue to get more information. Right? Like, as of right now, I would say the Bills. But I told you guys after week one, I'm like, there's something not right about that team up there in Buffalo with a defensive performance. I mean, they broke Baltimore, obviously, but they still gave up 41 points and needed to score like 40 in the fourth quarter like the Broncos did the other night, you know, to come back and win. I'm not in on the Broncos. I'm not in on the Chargers. The Colts, to me, man, I got PTSD with Daniel Jones. Like, I just can't buy into them right now.
What do we need to know about this group that maybe we didn't know going into the year?
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much, but
okay. Yeah. You were like one of the worst quarterbacks. It was run out of town. Like, you were cut mid season last year, DJ.
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Yeah. So I'm not sure I'm ready to buy into the Colts, but if they keep winning and that matchup at Arrowhead becomes like a first place showdown, so to speak, for the number one seed, then maybe I do have to buy into the Colts. But the Bills, as of right now, I'm out on the Colts.
The Bills haven't allowed over 24 points since that week one performance. So at some point you got to let that go.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
They stink. I'm not a Bills fan.
No, that's fair. Yeah. I'm just saying the defense has done all right.
Wild question. Would Minnesota be better if Daniel Jones stayed?
No.
You mean, because he was on the team. Yeah,
yeah. Dude.
Yeah, no,
Kevin
I don't
O'Connell,
think so.
Man, he changed him.
This year, oh, for sure, they don't have a QB.
Passion of O'Connell.
Yeah, they don't have a QB right now.
Right. Well, and they don't know if they actually do want to trust JJ.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Like, and they got Carson Wentz out there who looks horrible.
He looked terrible. I remember 1 yard is all I needed, and we barely got that last year. Okay.
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. You finally found success after 10 years of stealing money in the NFL, Daniel.
He wasn't terrible for the Giants, was he?
He had one good year, and he got paid off that Minnesota playoff win. And that's what you had to do at that time.
He's not Tua. Yeah. That might be the worst contract in football history.
Oh, no.
Outside of Deshaun.
Yeah, Deshaun. Nothing will ever beat that contract. Well, let the Browns rest a little bit. They'll probably do something else.
Sounds like y'all didn't know much.
Daniel Jones, man.
Daniel Jones talking smack. See, I told you I was good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Took you 10 years to get there.
Well,
Daniel arriving tonight on a plane.
Can't wait. What's Thursday night? Chargers and Vikings?
Yeah, I think that's right.
And the Chargers, Vikings?
And the Chargers are wearing their Natron Means jerseys.
Oh, nice.
Locked, got, and ready to rock.
No doubt about it. Again, you can go to the Fesco and Dusty poll question. Who's the biggest competitor for the Chiefs in the AFC? That is on X. Bills, Chargers, Broncos, Colts. Coming up on the other side, you know what it is. 6:45 on a Wednesday. He's Jay Binkley on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports.
There's juice all over the place.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.